I said I wasn't gonna stand here talking like this with the thoughts pouring out of my head. I said I wasn't gonna be here sitting around when I ought to be going to bed. Hours have passed and still I'm here singing this same old song, hanging with whoever, drinking all night long.
This is Kirsten. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Something About the Women, and we will continue with Something About the Women.
How many times have I seen them waters fall again, fall again? How many times have I seen them flowers wilt away? Spend many a night dreaming of men, you know the kind, but they keep falling short. But I'll keep searching for my lover, keep searching for my man. How many times have we done this dancing? Searching for my lover, keep searching till I'm dead. searching till I'm dead. But I'll keep searching for my lover, keep searching for my man.
And the reason that I live.
well, this is Kirsten sitting in for Something About the Women. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And we kind of, I guess, went down south a little bit there. Started out with Paula and the Pontiacs. And that was You Make Me Feel Like Singing. As I mentioned, they played this past year at Jazz Fest, so that was a pretty big deal. After that, Katie Lane, Get Some from All You Can Eat. And then another Louisiana based musician, Gal Holiday. Her group goes by Gal Holiday and the Honky Tonk Review. That was Last to Leave. And that's the title track from her album, Last to Leave. And I saw her in New Hampshire at one point fronting Squirrel Nut Zipper, which was really super fun because, fortunately or unfortunately, the theater lost its power, and so they did an impromptu acoustic show out on the sidewalk, and it was really spectacular. It was fun. After that, Hoot and Holler, Falling Short, Nothing If Not Young is the title of their CD, and they have some shows coming up, but nothing above the Mason-Dixon line, unfortunately. So it looks like they are going to Europe. They may be there right now, and they are doing a Appalachian and Bluegrass Festival in Omagh, Northern Ireland. That sounds pretty fantastic. So unfortunately, they are not coming here anytime soon, because when they return, they will be in North Carolina and Virginia and Mississippi and Louisiana, but not here. Hopefully they will come up sometime soon, because I certainly enjoy hearing them perform. And ended that set with Emma Lou Harris, I Don't Want to Talk About It Now, from Red Dirt Girl, another one of those CDs where every single track is just so wonderful and just really well produced and enjoyable. I feel like I could just turn my little CD dial here on any song and it would be worth listening to. So it is 12:15. I have another 45 minutes to go, and then Brian Young will be spinning some tunes on Crash Course for the Ravers, and has a artist coming in today, Doug McDonald, who I had the pleasure of meeting recently. So stay tuned for that. And in the meantime, we'll do some Erykah Badu.
Thank you. watched your headlights getting smaller as you back down the drive. It's okay sometimes to feel this sad. It reminds me I'm alive. I got a call from my little brother. Says he loves me and he misses me. And can he visit me this summer maybe? Now I call home every Thursday while I'm driving to class. It hurts my bones to think about how much time has passed. My eyes get hot when I remember all the people that I miss. How I still say his name every time I see his picture on my fridge. Like kisses through tears. The walls fall away around me and I see right through the years. There's so much more about love I know I'll never understand. But I've seen the sky turn electric just from touching you by.
Oh, my, my. Oh, say, ooh, la, la. I got a credit card, I use it all the time. I got that Gucci, Gucci, gooey, Uzi, Iggy, Uzi style. I do a hair flip, I shrug my stuff. You whispering at me, I can't hear you, I say what? I don't have a job, but I got a lot of time. Baby, show me yours, and then maybe show you mine.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it. Again! I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Shelter pets are great. So, that set, I started out with Erykah Badu, Back in the Day, and that is a title track from that disc. After that, Mandy Rowden, Am I Ever, from These Bad Habits. I love that CD, and I adore that song, and then I felt like I needed to pick it up a little bit. So, sorry about that transition, but I was just like, oh boy, okay, let's pick it up. So that's where Beth Ditto came in, Ooh La La from Fake Sugar, then Mary Lane Jenkins, The Americans, title track from the single The Americans, and after that, Kofi Brown, I Like It, Love Warrior, ending that with Caroline Rose, Soul Number 5, and Caroline Rose will be in the Boston area coming up very soon. Her shows do sell out, so if you don't already have a ticket, you might want to get one. She will be at the Brighton Music Hall on Sunday, September 8th. So a nice way to end the weekend, and it's a 5 p.m. show, so it's totally manageable, right? Okay, so now I'm going to take it down a notch, and we're going to have some Lisa Bistone and Jess Tardy, Alicia Keys, and Angel Olsen. So taking it down a little bit for my last set on Something About the Women. And again, I hope you like what I'm playing and that you enjoy the musicians that I play. I try and play people who are playing locally in the near future. So if you like what you hear, you might go out and hear them live, support them. It's super great to go out and hear live music because it supports the artists. It's really fun to do. And there's a synergy that happens that can only happen during a live performance. And then things happen. Sometimes they're mistakes, but they end up being a really good experience. Somebody breaks a string and then they end up playing on an instrument that they're not used to playing, or suddenly they do an acoustic show when it was supposed to be a live big performance. So anyway, you know what I mean. So here we go with some Lisa Bastoni.
Someone's ink and needles have written skin riddles on his body bare before me, except for these sketches, signal and semaphore, the things he won't talk about, quiet and shut about his padlocks and latches. My fingers trace his pictures, and at each his breath catches, he says, why are you bare? The day, day you were born, born from your mother, I say, so you can tattoo me with the marks of a lover. The red trails of his fingernails, the bumping palate of his bony hip, the sharp tooth beneath his softest lip, the kiss obscures the bite. He sketched his designs on me all through the night. He finished and was sleeping, so I jumped the early flight. And now a thousand miles away, with the passing of the days, your colors fall from my skin like the moon smooths out the waves. So quietly they left, but I didn't see them fade. Body does tattoo itself with old age and abuse, with lines pulled from the inside, drawn from pain and reverie. My body will tattoo herself with what you mean to me.
Stay forever. You can be
Version of Something About the Women. You are listening to Kirsten. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and Freeform it is. We're finishing up the summer, and pretty soon the school year will be starting and all of our students will be coming back and we'll have a full schedule. So those DJs who you're used to listening to through the school year will hopefully be coming back and claiming their spots back. In the meantime, I hope you enjoy what I played. And as I mentioned, many of the musicians that I played are going to be performing locally in the near future. So starting with Maggie Rogers, who will be at the Botch Center on October 5th. And then Tori Silver will be at the Lily Pad Pajama Party on September 14th. Anytime I can go out and listen to music at my jammies, I'm thinking that's pretty good. They're also going to have cookies. Katie Curtis will be at the Charles River Museum on September 26th. She does not travel often, so that will be a nice opportunity to go hear her live. Katie Dobbins and Amanda McCarthy will be at the Burren on September 27th. And then Katie Dobbins will also be at the Boston Arts Festival on September 7th and September 8th with Jeanette and many, many more. And let's see who else I have here. I think that's all I have for live music coming up. We do have our local heroes of Janae Halstead and Lisa Bastoni, so hopefully we'll be able to hear them playing sometime soon. And there is a women's song circle who I think has a residency over at Union Bistro, and that starts up. Is that Union Bistro? It's the old PA's Lounge. I forget what they're calling it now. And so that starts up in September, so I'll be sure to announce that the next time I'm on air. In the meantime, I'm going to end my show with an Angel Olsen song, and stay tuned for Brian Young. He has a Brian McDonald band here. Last time I saw Brian McDonald, he was playing solo, so he is going to have a partner in crime, so that'll be super good. It's always great to listen to live music on Brian's show. He features a lot of musicians, and I know I'm introduced to a lot of good music. So again, this is going to be Angel Olsen, and enjoy the rest of the weekend.
I was safe when I was in the womb. I was warm when I was wrestling to get out, out of the flesh. And the sound of the world filled easily, and the eyes above watched eagerly in the hopes of a name, in the hopes of dream, when a stranger thought becomes of me, it can slowly turn my blood, just as the rings around are
you turn on the light. Don't let it, it'll be alright.